You're listening to New Tnia. A blood test may predict a weak vaccine response before the shot. Researchers analyzed 8,687 blood samples from 4,089 people and found that pre-vaccination antibody patterns could help identify weak COVID-19 vaccine responders. The approach may eventually support more personalized protection, but it remains a retrospective research model and has not been validated as a clinical test or across other vaccines. A person's blood may contain useful clues about vaccine response before the vaccine is given. In a study of 4,089 people, researchers used a broad antibody panel and a deep learning model to separate stronger COVID-19 vaccine responders from weaker ones. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
The team studied 8,687 blood samples and measured antibodies against 185 immune targets before and after COVID-19 vaccination.
Why does it matter?
A pre-vaccine antibody profile could eventually help clinicians identify people who may need closer follow-up or additional protection.
What is the catch?
The model was built from retrospective COVID-19 vaccine data. It is not a clinical test and does not show that the detected antibodies cause a stronger response. Key number. About 5% to 6% of healthy participants still had a weak vaccine response, showing why health category alone is an imperfect guide. The immune system left clues before vaccination. The researchers measured antibodies that recognized 185 antigens, including targets from common viruses and bacteria, as well as targets linked to autoimmune disease. Their dataset combined 2,445 healthy participants with 1,644 people affected by immune-suppressing diseases or treatments. Several immunosuppressed groups were more likely to respond weakly, but the categories did not decide the outcome. Some immunosuppressed participants responded strongly, while a minority of healthy participants responded poorly. That distinction matters because broad labels can miss individual variation. How the prediction worked. Higher pre-vaccine levels of antibodies to microbes, including Staphylococcus aureus, respiratory syncytial virus, and human respirovirus 3 were associated with stronger responses. The authors call these sentinel antibodies, meaning indicators of the antibody-producing immune system's readiness, not antibodies that directly attack the vaccine target. A deep learning model then examined the full antibody pattern rather than relying on one marker. This is the most promising part of the result. The system combined many small signals that would be difficult to interpret separately. It also fits a wider move toward testing medical AI against real clinical data, where performance must be checked beyond a laboratory benchmark. Why this could change vaccine follow-up. If prospective studies confirm the signal, antibody profiling might help doctors identify patients who need additional doses, closer monitoring, or another protective plan. It could also improve vaccine trials by showing why participants with similar diagnoses respond differently. The idea complements efforts to tailor vaccines and treatment to the individual. New Tnia previously examined personalized mRNA cancer vaccines, but the current study asks a different question, whether a person's existing immune history can help predict the response before vaccination. Before we overstate the result, the study analyzed existing COVID-19 vaccination cohorts rather than running a prospective clinical trial. The associations do not prove that the sentinel antibodies themselves improve vaccine response. The model has not been established as a routine blood test, and performance with influenza, RSV, or other vaccines remains unknown. Antibody response is an important immune measure, but it is not identical to complete protection from infection or severe disease. What happens next? The researchers need to test the antibody profile prospectively, in new populations, and with vaccines beyond COVID-19. They also need to define an accuracy threshold that would improve a real clinical decision rather than merely classify samples after the fact. The practical takeaway is narrow but useful. The 185 target profile may reveal weak responders more precisely than a healthy or immunosuppressed label. Until prospective validation shows that acting on the prediction improves outcomes, it remains a research tool rather than a reason to change a vaccination plan. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.